Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our number two of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike DeTillo along with Herb Tyler in studio here at WWL, and this is your home for all LSU sports. And once we finish up at 9, we're going to throw it to Big Fave. I think he can handle it.
They
can handle it till 11 o'clock.
Yes.
Kickoff at 11 o'clock.
They got it.
And you can hear Chris Blair along with Doug Morrow give you all the action right here on the Big 870. And then at around 3:30, and we think that's about the time, Herb and I will be on location. We'll be at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge. So come on out and size up the game at Acme. We got surround by televisions, so you can watch all the games that are playing at that time. Great drink specials, fantastic food, and a great place to hang out and talk LSU football. And we want to, again, thank all the good folks at Map Construction, Map Built, Map Beyond for making all this happen. So, man, we got full coverage all day long with pregame and also postgame on the Big 870. The LSU Tigers play the Missouri Tigers today. And so something's got to give. Man, I watched Kansas State play last night, Herb. Oklahoma State sort of really kind of put it to them. They jumped on them early, and Kansas State was playing catch-up the entire game. But, man, were they vulnerable in the secondary. Ooh-wee. I take nothing away from what Missouri's done in that 5-0. You are what your record says you are. That's bottom line. You are what your record says you are, but they're facing a little different situation here when you go up against LSU with a team that can put up like video numbers offensively.
So Missouri's 5-0, LSU's 3-2. You are what your record is. Why are you 5-0? Maybe you hadn't played a team like LSU, but you have played teams, and it's still difficult to be 5-0. So I respect that.
And a win's a win.
A win's a win, and I respect that. So you can't go in there. Look, right now, Missouri is the better team. LSU is not. That's what their record says. So I look forward to LSU coming out, hopefully with a bad taste in their mouth from last week, and really trying to redeem themselves, but not overdo it. Just put the pedal to the metal. As you said, a video game-like offense that we have, and a bad video game player like defense that we have, it's going to be – something's got to give, because Missouri's got a really good offense. LSU's got a suspect at the least defense. But here's the thing about LSU's defense: I think they can turn it around. I really think they can do something if they put in place what they need to, like they're trying with Coach Pete being there. That's the first step. I think the second step is to gain these guys' attention from the coaching staff to make sure that they know, hey, guys, we're here with you. We're going to put you in the right situation so you can be successful based upon your skill set level. And then the other thing is, I think that they need buy-in from each and every player on that side of the ball that they're going to give 100%. If they do that,
those I saw things, some let up on the accelerator last week.
I agree. That's why I'm mentioning that. And so if they can do those things, I think that they can be successful today. Now they just have to be consistent with it, play by play, week by week, game by game. And then I think they can make it happen. But look, here's what I know. I know LSU's offense is going to come out firing on all cylinders, which they should. I also know that our special teams is, maybe not. I don't know.
But once in a while, good.
Yeah, and then defensively, we're just suspect. We don't know what's going to happen on defense. So just go into this game knowing Missouri is a better team than you. They're 5-0. They know who they are. They have an identity. They understand where they are. And they're going to try to do that. And they're going to also put the film on from last week. And they're going to say, well, LSU's defense is vulnerable here. LSU's offense is vulnerable there. And the special teams, I think they're going to be confused too. They don't know what's going on with them either. But it's going to be something very special to watch today, because I want to see how we bounce back from that loss last week. Because here's another thing.
It's between your ears.
That's Ole Miss. Yes. You lost to Ole Miss like that, which is one of those, unspoken rivalries between Louisiana and Mississippi that we talked about a little bit last week, where, you know, you got so many people from Louisiana that's gone to Ole Miss that are Ole Miss grads, things of that nature, and just family ties.
Got a bunch of them on the bayou that went to Ole Miss.
There you go.
And giving everybody the business.
That's right. Family ties. There's all kind of stuff going on with that. So so now the Magnolia Bowl, as they call it, right, is so we got to figure out how we're going to redeem that next year. But you know, Missouri put that tape on, and they're like, you know what? We can beat these guys, even with their great offense and with all the talent, with the beautiful uniforms, with the top ten head coach of college football, all this other stuff. Missouri's going to come out, you know, firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, and again, I think a lot of times the physical part of the game we see, but a lot of times how you play this game between your ears. Mm-hmm. I think is a big part, attitude, and the attitude you take. And, I've heard Nick Saban talk about this so much, about attitude and about preparation and being both mentally and physically ready to play each week, because you got to turn the page. You can't live off your laurels. You got to be able to do it each week. That's how you get respect.
The mental aspect of life in general is where everything begins and starts with, right?
I agree.
So you got to have the heart, and then you got to be able to understand what you're doing, why you're doing it, and then be able to put whatever's been done in the past behind you and move forward. You learn from it, and you make it happen on the next try. So if the guys aren't able to shake off, you know, that loss last week, and it haunts them this week, they're only going to be just as worse or just as bad as last week. I think that that's an absolute phenomenal thing that Coach Saban talks about. But that's just like anything, though, with athletes. This is how we're trained. You forget the last play, and you move on. And because the next play could be the greatest play. And the next play is the play that matters the most anyway, because the last play is what it is, unless the last play was the last final second of the game. So – but you still got to forget that, and you go back to work the following week, and then you become the greatest of who you can become. 90%, what is it? What, 70, 80% mental this game, and then the rest of it is physical? Yeah, sure. Everybody sees big, giant, muscular, fit football players, basketball players, whatever. But what they don't understand is how much work they put in the classroom in regards to meeting rooms and what that looks like. It was the old cliche back in the days was the big dumb jock, right? Well, that is not a thing. It's never been a thing. because some of your most intelligent, some of your most headstrong, mentally strong people are athletes. And that's why companies look for former athletes to be a part of their company, because they know that they can forget stuff, put it behind them, that they can respond and not react, and that they can understand how to lead and bring people together and be successful. Because there's nothing on this earth that I personally think that gives you the opportunity to meet people from all different walks of life, to understand different people's cultures, their background, and learn things about certain people that you would never, ever get to do if you're just, you know, walking alone playing tennis or whatever that is, right? What that looks like,
right? Because that's one-on-one tennis.
Yeah.
The football's a different animal. Yes. Totally different.
Yes.
Great insights, Herb. We're going to go to our Inside the Tiger Den segment coming up next. Sponsored by Go Tax Resolution, your Go Tax Resolution team. And we'll have on with this Jeff Palermo breaking down the LSU Tigers from the Louisiana Radio Network right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
We're back here on the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike DeTeo along with Herb Tyler. And we're going to go to our Inside the Tiger Den segment. And it's brought to you by Go Tax Resolution, your go-to tax resolution team. Go Tax Go. Again, your go-to tax resolution team. Go Tax Resolution. On our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talking text line from the Louisiana Radio Network, Jeff Palermo. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, Mike and Herb, how you guys doing today?
Doing good, Jeff. News sort of broke Sunday when Brian Kelly cut the deal with a guy I know just a little bit, Pete Jenkins, that he would bring him back and sort of help out the defensive line. And all week long, there's certainly been a lot of indications that we're going to see a different look from the defensive line and different personnel along that defensive line. So, Pete, you know, he told me this Sunday, I'm not a miracle worker. But I'm going to give it everything I got to try to help things out along that defensive line. And I think maybe a little bit different look from the front seven. What do you sort of believe could potentially be that look?
I mean, is it possible we might see less of Mason Smith? Could we see more of a Jordan Jefferson? Is that possible? Do we see more of a Parrish Shan, someone like that? Jalen Lee, do they get a little bit more in the rotation? I mean, at this point, I don't know what else you got to lose. I mean, you've run this group out there for pretty much five games, and it hasn't worked, and it certainly has been the emphasis this week. It has been the talking point that Coach Brian Kelly has brought up pretty much every time he has spoke to the media. While, you know, a lot of the focus gets put on this defensive secondary because guys are running wide open and so forth, but the real issue here is the defensive line not getting any pressure on these opposing quarterbacks, and that's been a big concern.
Do you think Deshaun Womack is going to be part of that too? Because we've seen glimpses of him. Man, that guy, he can come off the edge hard. Now, again, you got to learn how to keep that helmet and that buckle strap. But other than that, I'm interested to see if he's not part of this rotation more because of his pass rush skills.
He's a five-star prospect, and I agree. I think you got to get him out on the field. Now, I understand, you know, just like Whit Weeks, there's probably some things that, you know, he's going to make some mistakes out there, but his speed and athleticism that he has on the football field can cover up some of those mistakes. I mean, we saw it in the Arkansas game when he had an opportunity to play. He at least got you a sack. Mm-hmm. And so let's see. I mean, you got to try something. And you know what? Go back to even last year, you know, with Harold Perkins, it took a while for this defensive coaching staff to figure out exactly how to use him. And they would use, you know, some excuses on why they wouldn't use him. You go back to that Tennessee game where the excuse was that year, well, Tennessee, they spread out their wide receivers so far, so we thought it would make Harold Perkins ineffective. Who cares? He's the one guy that's making a play. He's making plays.
Exactly.
Figure out how to use him. So again, we're kind of stuck in this thing where they have some guys that maybe they can use, but they don't know exactly how to use them. And that's I think that's frustrating.
So we've been talking about how difficult that game was to watch, and you know, the not so good side of that game last night. Give me some bright spots that you saw last week on offense and defense, if you don't mind, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff, I know it'll be long on offense. But
well,
Let's
start with defense first.
Man, defensively, it's tough. I mean, when you give up a school record 706 yards, I don't know really what you can point to. I really don't. That's tough. But I mean, obviously, offensively, they're cruising along, and I think Brian Thomas's emergence has been that's been huge.
Yeah,
I mean, because this is a guy, he's kind of a reserved guy, he's kind of a quiet guy. And I think he is finally learning that, you know what, I can be really good at this level. And I think that's what we've seen here the last couple of weeks. I think he understands that his athleticism, his size, his ability to be physical, that is too much for, you know, defensive backs on this level. And so that's impressive. Now, do you start to see I still think you could still get Mason Taylor involved here a little bit more. I do think that ankle injury has slowed him down a little bit. So I think maybe you might see a little bit more of him, especially considering it looks like, you know, there's a possibility you're not going to have Aaron Anderson and Chris Hilton for this game. So you're going to need some other options out there. So, yeah, I think offensively they are just – they've been really good. So today, though, is the key. Can they run the football effectively against Missouri? Missouri's been very good against in the rush defensively. And LSU, I think, would like to try to maybe play, in a sense, keep away from their own defense, right? Can they? Maybe, obviously, they're going to have explosive plays because they got explosive receivers, but can they have some drives as well that eats up some clock by running the football to keep their defense off the field? And I know Missouri's numbers are good defensively, but I also look at Missouri and see who they play, who they've played, and it's not like this by far is their toughest test offensively.
Jeff, one of the things we got to see more and more of is in the secondary, and just because of the incidents that have happened now with Deuce Chestnut, who is no longer with the team, and they'll revisit that in a couple weeks, but just starting corners and Zy Alexander and Denver Harris. But now we're getting to see the young kids in Ashton Stamps and LaTerrence Welch. And I think, you know, that part of the development of both Stamps and Welch, I want to see more of, because you just can't have two cornerbacks. But right now, LSU, the rotation, four guys.
Yeah.
It's Zy, it's Denver Harris, it's Ashton, and it's Welch. It's those four. That's it.
I thought about that this week. I said, what if one of these guys goes down? And I understand Sage Ryan, he could play cornerback. He obviously practice there during the preseason camp, but they are so thin at this point. And the Deuce Chestnut situation has been a disappointment. And we don't obviously know the particulars, so I'm just going to say it because I don't know what might personally be going on there, but it's just a disappointment from a football field perspective, in that this was a guy that you were hoping could be your Jerick Bernard converse from a season ago, right? I mean, a guy that had success at another Power 5 school and had experience, and you bring him here, and he really solidifies one of those cornerback spots. And obviously that was the idea. He started in the Florida State game, and then after that, you really didn't see much of him, and now he's not even on the team. So hopefully you get something out of – I mean, LaTerrence Welch has got the makeup that I think could be a really good cornerback. I mean, 6'1", 195 pounds, a talented guy. Didn't play that much in high school because he suffered a severe knee injury. But to me, he's got the traits to be a really good player. And Ashton Stamps, he could be a playmaker. He was at Ruston, at Rummel. But I mean, he's a young guy, and you're throwing him out there as a true freshman, just hoping that guy can make some plays. I think it's just going to be a bumpy road all season long with this defensive secondary, and hopefully maybe for a guy like Denver Harris, maybe the light switch comes on here in the second half of the year. I still have faith that he could still be a really good cornerback.
Jeff, I asked you a question last week. How does Coach Kelly get this team up so they don't have a letdown? So we saw what happened. So I'm going to ask you something similar. How does Coach Kelly get these guys up this week so that they can play to their potential?
Well, I think it eventually for the players themselves, isn't it a matter of pride, Herb? We just got torched for 55 points a week ago. This is, you know, from the player's perspective, the player has to be saying, we can't let that happen again. That is not the and I would imagine there. I don't know if there's been I would think there's probably been one of those team meetings, or there's been people that have come in. I'm sure they've heard from even alumni players that have played on great LSU defenses in the past, and they've heard that this is not the standard. I mean, to me, I don't know really what the coaching staff else can say. You just point at the three numbers, 706, 55 points. I mean, just that should, as a player, you should be fired up for this game, and you're going up against a Missouri offense where everybody's talking about Brady Cook, and he hasn't thrown an interception in nearly a year, and they have a great wide receiver themselves, and Luther Burden, a former five-star recruit. So it's time for this defense themselves to say, all right, enough is enough. It's time for us to at least start playing some sort of complementary football with the offense. They don't have, and this is the thing, they don't have to be great.
No.
They just have to be around average. Yep. And they're not even there. And that's the frustrating part.
Yeah, Jeff, they're not even close to average. That's right. Really the frustrating part of it. I'll leave you with this note. Ed Egros, who's on with us weekly from BetMGM, after the Florida State game, mm-hmm. and I told him, I said, listen, there are two teams. I'm not sure how you're going to put an over and under line on. One is LSU. The other one's USC. So he did it this week with me. He did the show, and he's like, Mike, you were never more right in your life. Man, they, both these teams, it's like a track meet. Every time you watch USC play, and now LSU sort of following the exact same formula. And that now he took the under this week with LSU Missouri. So I told him, you know, be at peril. Because when you watch them, man, LSU can put up unbelievable numbers offensively. But unless their defense becomes, as you put it, average, and we haven't seen that other than the Mississippi State game, man, you in a track meet every game.
I think maybe the one thing that could potentially help LSU here is they're not facing a guy that can run the football at quarterback.
That's true.
Right? I think that right. might be – so, I mean, they were able, when they faced Mississippi State, pocket passer, they were able to key in on him and made life difficult for him. Maybe they can do that here with Brady Cook, but – The thing with him is he gets rid of the ball so quick.
Yep.
And so we'll see if LSU can do something to potentially try to slow him out. But Brady Cook has been so good. And the other thing that concerns me, we talk about their wide receiver, Luther Burden. They line him up in the slot a lot.
Yeah, they do.
And that's concerning to me as well, because I don't – we talked about the outside corners struggling. They're struggling to guard guys in the slot as well. And so, man, oh, man, if this game gets off to a start like it did last week where Ole Miss just runs up down the field and scores easy on LSU, I think it could be another long day for the Tigers.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Yes, we really appreciate it, buddy. Take care.
All right, sounds good, guys. Have a good one.
All righty. That was our Inside the Tiger Den segment. It's brought to you by Go Tax Resolution, your go-to tax resolution team. Go Tax Go. Again, we want to thank Go Tax Resolution, always a proud sponsor here on WWL, the Big 870. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Detilla along with Herb Tyler. And it's our Eyes on the Opponent segment. And we're on with Chris Gordy from Locked On SEC. Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Oh, I was going to say this afternoon. Man, listen to me. Man, I'm all messed up here. But this morning early, I didn't get enough caffeine in me. But we all good with it. Man, interesting week in the SEC. Before we talk LSU, Missouri, I'm going to ask you about Texas A&M, Alabama. Man, I've done so many shows. Man, you would think I'm covering either one of the two teams, which I'm not. I do cover them, but not that, kind of that way. Your thoughts here. This line started like at 4, has dropped all the way down to 1.
Oh, wow.
And, man, for all the talk in the offseason, guys, about the offense and how it would run with Petrino and Jimbo, man, the talk really should be about A&M's defense. Man, they bad to the bone, and they get after you. I'm interested to see the matchup today between A&M and Alabama.
Yeah, it's interesting, Mike. These are two teams that really mirror each other so far this year. You know, it's two teams that had some questions coming in offensively. You know, what would they look like? Obviously, you said with Petrino and Jimbo, would they clash? Surprising, that hasn't been a storyline at all. And, you know, both of them had a bump in the road. You know, A&M with their loss to Miami, where they gave up 40-plus points. Alabama with their loss at home to Texas. But outside of that, since those two losses, both defenses have been really, really strong, suffocating, tons of sacks, low point totals, and they mirror each other a lot. I think A&M's got 20 sacks on the season. Alabama's got 17. So they're both really aggressive, really tough up front. And you know, I've been telling people all week, whatever the over-under is, I think you take the under. This feels like one of those that's going right. to be 20-17 or something like that. You know, this is going to be real low scoring, points at a premium, but you know, it's a real interesting test because it's two quarterbacks that have both missed time this year. Jalen Milroe, as we know, was benched for the USF game after the loss to Texas, and then he came back and performed well last week. And as for, you know, A&M, obviously they lost their starter, Connor Wegman, who was having such a great year. But, you know, former LSU kid Max Johnson is doing really well and running the offense just as well. And, you know, both teams are trying to run the ball pretty well. They're both about middle of the pack. So it's going to be an interesting matchup. A&M won this game 2 years ago. I will say, if it does come down to a field goal, Alabama's Will Reichert has been money all year long, so you know my money would be on him if a game-winning kick came down to it. But that Kyle Field's going to be rocking, man. It's going to be loud, and the winner of this game will be in the driver's seat for the SEC West. And it's crazy to think, guys, if A&M wins this game, that A&M Ole Miss game in a couple weeks might decide the SEC West winner.
No, you know what it might come down to? Now, LSU, you got to get their defense straight. It could come down to the finale.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, it certainly can. And LSU, obviously, the offense has been great, but they got some things they got to fix defensively. But I know folks may not want to hear this, but I think Jimbo Fisher's doing a good job, and they're talking about running the table there at A&M. So you're absolutely right, Mike. Could come down to that last game.
Herb?
Chris, you know, we've been talking a lot about Missouri's offense. Can you give us some insight on the defense a little bit and maybe a player that – you know, we ought to be on the lookout for?
Yeah, the secondary is really good. Chris Abrams Drain is a guy who's been around a while. He's a senior. He went with them to SEC Media Days. He's a leader of that secondary. I think their DBs are actually pretty decent. They usually have pretty good DB play at Mizzou. Ennis Reichstraw has been really good. Their safety play has been suspect, and that's where I think LSU could capitalize across the middle of the field. Some of those crossing routes. I think the tight end play can come up big for LSU today. And so, one-on-one coverage, I think Mizzou's DBs have actually been pretty well. It's going to be fascinating to see how they cover Brian Thomas Jr. and Malik Nabers today. But, yeah, to me, you know, people I've talked to at Mizzou have said, you know, the big hole in that defense has been the safety play. And, you know, they got some good linebackers, too. Tyron Hopper is a guy who has a nose for the football. He runs sideline to sideline, but, you know, whether it's I think it's Jalen Carley's and Joseph Charleston there at the safety spots, those are kind of the weak spots I think LSU will be able to attack.
One of the guys that didn't play last week for Missouri, but all indications he will play against LSU, is Darius Robinson, the defensive lineman, who's a really good player. Man, I've watched him play. Man, he can run, and he can get up the field really quickly. I think it was an ankle that he had, ankle injury that had sidelined him. But understanding is he did practice during the week, and without a setback, LSU's going to go up against Darius Robinson, who is really one of the better defensive linemen in the Southeast Conference.
He is, and you know, I mentioned guys they brought to SEC Media Days. He was one of them, and I got to sit down with him, talk with him, and he's a guy who's played a lot of football, 5 years of playing football. He played a little bit in 2019, his redshirt freshman year. So he's a guy who's been around a while, seen a lot, done a lot. And Mizzou kind of sneaky on the year. They've got 13 sacks. Johnny Walker leads them with three. But, you know, it kind of comes from all over. It's not like they have just one big Harold Perkins in there. They get pressure from all over, all up and down that D-line. And so it's funny, guys, when we talk about Mizzou throughout the years, they always seem to have guys. You know, they lose a Makai Wingo, well, it's next man up. And they've always seemed to play really, really strong up front. And good to be curious to see, because LSU, we know their run game has been pretty strong this year. Ever since Logan Diggs got in there, he's been moving the chains. And we'll be interested to see how they try to bottle up LSU's run game and stuff them up the middle. But you're right, Robinson has been a force. And if he plays this week, definitely something you have to worry about.
What's the pulse of the fan base, the team, people around the university in regards to the 5-0 start right now? Are they feeling a little, you know, everybody's talking about Georgia, everybody's talking about Kentucky, no one's talking about Missouri. What's the feel, you know, around campus about that?
Yeah, I mean, they think they have a legit shot to win the SEC East and make some noise. Now, they do have to go to Kentucky and to Georgia in the next couple weeks. They will get Tennessee at home. But, yeah, I mean, I think everybody's ecstatic and excited. And, guys, they probably have the best resume win of SEC teams when you talk about non-conference games. They beat top 15 Kansas State a couple weeks ago in Como. And, you know, when you look around at all the non-conference wins across the SEC, it was a lot of losses. LSU lost to Florida State. You know, A&M lost to Miami. So, you know, they have probably the best resume non-conference win across all the SEC. But outside of that, they beat Memphis on a neutral field in St. Louis. It was a, you know, it was a good Memphis team. They were unbeaten at the time. And then they stuck it to Vandy last week in Vandy. But, you know, their quarterback was out, A.J. Swan. They had to go to their backup, Ken Seals. So I don't know if the resume, you know, outside of that Kansas State game is all that great. But, you know, I had somebody saying, and you could say the same thing about LSU. You know, it's who have they beaten so far? You know, Mississippi State turned out to be a big dud. So it's going to be fascinating to see how they respond. I'm happy for LSU that this is an 11 a.m. game, because I think if it was a night game that Como would be loud and rocking. But they're confident in this team. I mean, all the questions about Eli Drinkwitz and his future, and is he the right guy? They gave him a contract extension this offseason, and it seems to be paying dividends. And, yeah, 5-0, they're thinking 6-0 and a chance to go into Kentucky next week. We'll see what Kentucky does with Georgia later today. But you could have two unbeatens next week in Lexington. So let's hope for LSU's sake that's not the case. But this is put up or shut up time for Missouri. There's a reason, guys, Vegas knows things. The fact that LSU's been a favorite all week long tells you a little something about LSU is a desperate team. They need a win in a bad way. Whereas Mizzou, I think some people are still kind of questioning, are they the real deal?
Yeah, my oldest daughter went to University of Missouri. I can tell you, man, they all into it for Missouri football there, especially when they're winning. Because normally it's St. Louis Cardinals baseball, that sort of thing, man, but not so much this year. But, man, the fan base there, they all into it big time, and they loud. They loud in that stadium.
And they're giving them they're exciting, Mike. I mean, the offense, Brady Cook, all the questions coming into week one. You know, week one, that game they played against, I think it was South Dakota State, Eli Drinkwitz wouldn't even name Brady Cook the starter. They went into that game and said, we'll play Sam Horn, we'll play some of the guys. Brady Cook has taken the bull by the horns and has answered the bell, and he has been lights out all season long. He's been fantastic. He broke the SEC record for most consecutive passes without an interception. He has been incredible. And Luther Burden, the big wide receiver, he was the number one wide receiver recruit in the country a year ago. They're starting to get him the ball a lot more playing that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio. Radio.
We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelia along with Herb Tyler. And it's our Eyes on the Opponent segment. And we're on with Chris Gordy from Locked On SEC. Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Oh, I was going to say this afternoon. Man, listen to me. Man, I'm all messed up here. But this morning early, I didn't get enough caffeine in me. But we all good with it. Man, interesting week in the SEC. Before we talk LSU, Missouri, I'm going to ask you about Texas A&M, Alabama. Man, I've done so many shows. Hey, you would think I'm covering either one of the two teams, which I'm not. I do cover them, but not kind of that way. Your thoughts here. This line started like at 4, has dropped all the way down to 1.
Oh, wow.
And, man, for all the talk in the offseason, guys, about the offense and how it would run with Petrino and Jimbo, man, the talk really should be about A&M's defense. Man, they bad to the bone, and they get after you. I'm interested to see the matchup today between A&M and Alabama.
Yeah, it's interesting, Mike. These are two teams that really mirror each other so far this year. You know, it's two teams that had some questions coming in offensively. You know, what would they look like? Obviously, you said with Petrino and Jimbo, would they clash? Surprisingly, that hasn't been a storyline at all. And, you know, both of them had a bump in the road. You know, A&M with their loss to Miami where they gave up 40-plus points, Alabama with their loss at home to Texas. But outside of that, since those two losses, both defenses have been really, really strong, suffocating, tons of sacks, low point totals, and they mirror each other a lot. I think A&M's got 20 sacks on the season. Alabama's got 17. So they're both really aggressive, really tough up front. And you know, I've been telling people all week, whatever the over-under is, I think you take the under. This feels like one of those that's going to be 20-17 or something like that. You know, this is going to be real low scoring, points at a premium, but you know, it's a real interesting test because it's two quarterbacks that have both missed time this year. Jalen Milroe, as we know, was benched for the USF game after the loss to Texas, and then he came back and performed well last week. And as for, you know, A&M, obviously they lost their starter, Connor Wegman, who was having such a great year. But, you know, former LSU kid Max Johnson is doing really well and running the offense just as well. And, you know, both teams are trying to run the ball pretty well. They're both about middle of the pack. So it's going to be an interesting matchup. It's, you know, A&M won this game 2 years ago. I will say if it does come down to a field goal, Alabama's Will Reichert has been money all year long. So, you know, my money would be on him if a game-winning kick came down to it. But that Kyle Field's going to be rocking, man. It's going to be loud. And the winner of this game will be in the driver's seat for the SEC West. And it's crazy to think, guys, if A&M wins this game, that A&M Ole Miss game in a couple weeks might decide the SEC West winner.
Man. No, you know what it might come down to? Now, Ellis, you got to get their defense straight. It could come down to the finale.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, it certainly can. And LSU, obviously, the offense has been great, but they got some things they got to fix defensively. But I know folks may not want to hear this, but I think Jimbo Fisher's doing a good job, and they're talking about running the table there at A&M. So you're absolutely right, Mike. Could come down to that last game.
Herb?
Chris, you know, we've been talking a lot about Missouri's offense. Can you give us some insight on the defense a little bit and maybe a player that – you know, we ought to be on the lookout for?
Yeah, the secondary is really good. Chris Abrams-Drain is a guy who's been around a while. He's a senior. He went with them to SEC Media Days. He's a leader of that secondary. I think their DBs are actually pretty decent. They usually have pretty good DB play at Mizzou. Ennis Reichstraw has been really good. Their safety play has been suspect, and that's where I think LSU could capitalize across the middle of the field. Some of those crossing routes. I think the tight end play could come up big for LSU today. And so, one-on-one coverage, I think Mizzou's DBs have actually been pretty well. It's going to be fascinating to see how they cover Brian Thomas Jr. and Malik Nabers today. But, yeah, to me, you know, people I've talked to at Mizzou have said, you know, the big hole in that defense has been the safety play. And, you know, they got some good linebackers, too. Tyron Hopper is a guy who has a nose for the football. He runs sideline to sideline, but, you know, whether it's, I think it's Jalen Carley's and Joseph Charleston there at the safety spots, those are kind of the weak spots I think LSU will be able to attack.
One of the guys that didn't play last week for Missouri, but all indications he will play against LSU, is Darius Robinson, the defensive lineman, who's a really good player. Man, I've watched him play. Man, he can run, and he can get up the field really quickly. I think it was an ankle that he had, ankle injury that had sidelined him. But understanding is he did practice during the week, and without a setback, LSU's going to go up against Darius Robinson, who is really one of the better defensive linemen in the Southeast Conference.
He is, and you know, I mentioned guys they brought to SEC Media Days. He was one of them, and I got to sit down with him, talk with him, and he's a guy who's played a lot of football, you know, 5 years of playing football. He played a little bit in 2019, his redshirt freshman year. So he's a guy who's been around a while, seen a lot, done a lot. And Mizzou kind of sneaky on the year. They've got 13 sacks. Johnny Walker leads them with three. But, you know, it kind of comes from all over. It's not like they have just one big Harold Perkins in there. They get pressure from all over, all up and down that D-line. And so it's funny, guys, when we talk about Mizzou throughout the years, they always seem to have guys. You know, they lose a Makai Wingo, well, it's next man up. And they've always seemed to play really, really strong up front. And good to be curious to see, because LSU, we know their run game has been pretty strong this year. Ever since Logan Diggs got in there, he's been moving the chains. And we'll be interested to see how they try to bottle up LSU's run game and stuff them up the middle. But you're right, Robinson has been a force. And if he plays this week, definitely something you have to worry about.
What's the pulse of the fan base, the team, people around the university in regards to the 5-0 start right now? Are they feeling a little, you know, everybody's talking about Georgia, everybody's talking about Kentucky, no one's talking about Missouri. What's the feel, you know, around campus about that?
Yeah, I mean, they think they have a legit shot to win the SEC East and make some noise. Now, they do have to go to Kentucky and to Georgia in the next couple of weeks. They will get Tennessee at home. But, yeah, I mean, I think everybody's ecstatic and excited. And guys, they probably have the best resume win of SEC teams when you talk about non-conference games. They beat top 15 Kansas State a couple of weeks ago in Como. And, you know, when you look around at all the non-conference wins across the SEC, it was a lot of losses. Yeah. LSU lost to Florida State. You know, A&M lost to Miami. So, you know, they have probably the best resume non-conference win across all the SEC. But outside of that, they beat Memphis on a neutral field in St. Louis. It was a good Memphis team. They were unbeaten at the time. And then they stuck it to Vandy last week in Vandy. But, you know, their quarterback was out, A.J. Swan. They had to go to their backup, Ken Seals. So I don't know if the resume, you know, outside of that Kansas State game is all that great. But, you know, I had somebody saying, and you could say the same thing about LSU. You know, who have they beaten so far? You know, Mississippi State turned out to be a big dud. So it's going to be fascinating to see how they respond. I'm happy for LSU that this is an 11 a.m. game, because I think if it was a night game, that Como would be loud and rocking. But they're confident in this team. I mean, all the questions about Eli Drinkwitz and his future, and is he the right guy? They gave him a contract extension this offseason, and it seems to be paying dividends. And, 5-0, they're thinking 6-0 and a chance to go into Kentucky next week. And we'll see what Kentucky does with Georgia later today. But you could have two unbeatens next week in Lexington. So let's hope for LSU's sake that's not the case. But this is put up or shut up time for Missouri. There's a reason, guys, Vegas knows things. The fact that LSU's been a favorite all week long tells you a little something about LSU is a desperate team. They need a win in a bad way. Whereas Mizzou, I think some people are still kind of questioning, are they the real deal?
Yeah, my oldest daughter went to University of Missouri. I can tell you, man, they all into it for Missouri football there, especially when they're winning. Because normally it's St. Louis Cardinals baseball, that sort of thing, man, but not so much this year. But, man, the fan base there, they all into it big time, and they loud. They loud in that stadium.
And they're giving them they're exciting, Mike. I mean, the offense, Brady Cook, all the questions coming into week one. Do you know week one, that game they played against, I think it was South Dakota State, Eli Drinkwitz wouldn't even name Brady Cook the starter. They went into that game saying, we'll play Sam Horn, we'll play some of the guys. Brady Cook has taken the bull by the horns and has answered the bell, and he has been lights out all season long. He's been fantastic. He broke the SEC record for most consecutive passes without an interception. Like, he has been incredible. And Luther Burden, the big wide receiver, he was the number one wide receiver recruit in the country a year ago. They're starting to get him the ball a lot more, playing that slot position. He leads the SEC in receiving yards. Cody Schrader is number two in the SEC in rushing yards. They're fun to watch. They're scoring points, and this offense is dangerous. And, you know, as good as LSU is, it's hard not to see this one. It's going to be a shootout, much like last week at Ole Miss.
Chris, if Eli couldn't figure it out that Brady was his starter week one, I got some glasses in my truck I can give him. Man, that dude, he can throw it really well. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Chris. Really appreciate it, buddy, and always very informative on Locked On SEC, and great to have you on.
Anytime, guys. Thanks.
That's Chris Gordy from Eyes on the Opponent segment, and we'll be finishing up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettay along with Herb Tyler right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're finishing up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We're going to throw it to the LSU Radio Network for their part of pregame. But right after the game and their pregame show, Herb and I, and it will be around 3:30, 3:45, we'll be at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road, for a special edition of our Purple and Gold Point After Show. So, Herb, thanks so much for this morning, and we'll meet up again this afternoon at Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. Hey, keep your dial tuned in to the Big 870. Got a lot of LSU coverage and kickoff at 11 o'clock today.
That's right.
Fighting Tiger Radio right here on
Go
the Big
Tigers.
870.
Go Tigers, baby.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.